Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gordon Chang is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and The Coming Collapse of China. Is your Nuclear Showdown, is that a new book?
No, that's in 2006.
Okay.
It was just before the North Koreans launched their long-range ballistic missile, and they detonated their first atomic device.
Right, and then the newer one is The Coming Collapse of China.
That's the earlier one. That's in 2001,
Okay. Where
I said that the Chinese state would fall in a decade. So I'm about 3.5 years out of date. But what's happening now is we're starting to see all sorts of problems in China that are not consistent with a strong state.
Mm-hmm. And which we're going to talk about in just a little bit. So I want to come back to the North Korea issue. What I said when we went to the break, Gordon, I want you to comment on it. What fascinated me about this whole situation, and I hope Americans will pay attention to this one thing, if nothing else, that for the first time in history, America was attacked what kind of language you want to call it, what kind of term you want to give it, but America was attacked by cyber attack and by threat. And the response to that state that attacked us was from corporate America, not from the federal. Gordon, when has that ever happened before? What kind of a precedent is this? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, you're certainly right. This is the first time that there has been a marrying of cyber attacking and terrorist threats. And that's really important because this is something we haven't seen before. And because they were directed against Sony Pictures Entertainment, Sony was the one that responded. And clearly what we have seen in the last hour or last day or so is that the United States has now gotten in on this. It appears that we are behind the distributed denial of service attack North Korea's internet.
So the North Korean internet was shut down for hours, apparently. Both computers, right, Gordon? Both computers went down, right?
Yes, that's right.
There's a little sarcasm there, folks, but completely deserved. But do you think we're behind that?
I think that we are, and the reason is that there's a number of things. First of all, there's only four suspects. People say that the North Koreans did this. I think is silly. Some others say that China was behind this, which is mm-hmm. not impossible, but really, really implausible.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing are just hackers. And normally, hackers, when they do something like this, are the first to take credit for it. And we have heard no claims of responsibility.
Was this a shutdown of their connection, or was it an overloading of their connection?
It looks like it was an overloading of their connection.
Well, that's what hackers typically do, isn't it?
Led to a collapse of the system.
Right.
Because we haven't heard anyone say, I did it, it only leaves one suspect, and that, of course, is Uncle Sam. It's very interesting that White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest on Thursday talked about a response by the United States that the world may not. And then yesterday, Marie Harf, State Department spokeswoman, used exactly the same formulation when she was gloating about what was happening.
But is that proportional? I mean, I wonder, would that serve would you be happy with that response if that's the only thing that happens?
No, I mean
it's nothing, is it, to them? I mean, that's like shutting down your block from the internet.
What this was is a symbolic hello from the United States. It was a shot across the bow. What I would have done, and I've been a bit concerned about the use of cyber means to retaliate, and the reason is that cyber attacks by the United States should be kept only when a dire emergency arises,
mm-hmm.
because we do not want our adversaries to know how good we are.
Right.
And I don't want them to be able to be prepared beforehand because of doing forensics on a preliminary attack.
I want to come back to some other questions. Before we get to that, I want to come back to another question. Do you consider what was done to America to be cyber terrorism? Not just cyber, what did the president call it? Cyber vandalism. Do you consider it to be cyber terrorism?
Yes, it certainly is cyber terrorism, and I think that it is, you know, it borders on an act of war.
Is it an act? The question is, it an act of war?
I think that it is. You know, the area here is pretty undefined right now because it's very new. But what they did to Sony was really unprecedented, was extremely destructive, was intended to attack the core institutions of the United States. And so I think that in many ways, this is should be considered an act of war.
But is this the new face of foreign policy, of national defense, of war? Is this are we starting to see the new face of conflict in the 21st century, Gordon?
Absolutely. This is the way war and struggle will be conducted. We saw this in 2010 with the debilitating attacks on Google, and clearly at that time, you know, if China had launched a missile, as one expert said, if China had launched a missile into Mountain View, California, and destroyed their headquarters, mm-hmm. we would know that it's an act of war. But what China did was extremely destructive, and clearly at the time, we just shrugged it off.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should have done that because we sent a terrible message to both the Chinese and the North Koreans, as it turns out, that we were not going to respond.
If we were really going to go to war in cyberspace, could America win that war?
If we struck first.
But only if we struck first, which we're not likely to do.
Which we're not likely to do.
Because of our values.
Because of our values and other things. This whole issue of our capabilities is an important one because this is where the opening moments of a war will start. They'll start in the domain of cyberspace.
So, folks, this is a topic you must start paying attention to. This isn't just some techie tete-a-tete out there in cyberspace that doesn't affect you out here on Main Street. I promise you, this is something new. That is not going. It's going. Not going to go away. We're going to have it. Maybe, probably with us, probably for the rest of our lives. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about China's involvement. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.